Hello, it's Randy Rhodes. Here's a clip from our show, and go to randyrhodes.com for the whole thing and a podcast. Buy a stinking podcast.
Mary had a
the fault.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream today.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhodes Show.
Turn up your mind.
He's actually getting pumped up. If you want to know the truth, she's getting pumped up. You understand? In fact, we're going to be talking about that in a few minutes. She's getting pumped up for Wednesday night. Let's see. You know?
What?
I don't know. Maybe we're like athletes, right? Hey, look, I beat 17 senators, governors. I beat all these people. We're like athletes. Hillary beat Bernie, although it looks like Bernie got a little bit of a bad deal based on WikiLeaks, right? If you look at WikiLeaks. But we're like athletes, right? So athletes, they're making them more and more, but athletes, they make them take a drug test, right? I think we should take a drug test prior to the debate.
Yeah.
I think we should. Why don't we do that? We should take a drug test. Prior, because I don't know what's going on with her. But at the beginning of her last debate, she was all pumped up at the beginning. Oh, and at the end, it was like, oh, take me down. She could barely reach her car. So I think we should take a drug test. I'm willing to do it.
All right, let's do it. Get the cup. I'll hold it.
The whole world has heard.
It's unbelievable.
I am so for this. I want the drug test. I really want the drug test because you know everything he says he doesn't like about her is what he hates about himself. In 5 seconds, I swear to you, this is the best example of Donald Trump projecting. This.
Without the press, without the media, Hillary Clinton is nothing. She's nothing. Okay? She's nothing.
He is a wholly owned created subsidiary of the media. Without the media, you wouldn't know anything about Donald Trump. You wouldn't know The Apprentice. You wouldn't know anything. You wouldn't know his name. You wouldn't know jack crap about this guy with the bird's nest on his head. You wouldn't know anything about him. So this is just a beautiful example of classic projection. Just saying stuff about somebody else because that's the crap you hate about yourself. It's a beauty. It really is. And of course, they should take a drug test if he's offering. I mean, if he's going to go there, yeah, because Hillary does not need stimulants to shine at a debate. I'm thinking after a Trump debate, yes, a good dose of Molly and an all-night crying jag to techno music. Yes, that would, you know, that's what it would take to cheer me up after, you know, having a debate some world heavyweight champion liar like that. But, you know, he's so mentally scattered. He would lose a debate to somebody on bath salts while they were eating someone else's face. Do you know? I mean, he's so gone. He just kind of goes on these tangents. Did you see? Oh, did we pull the video of him and the teleprompter? I mean, this was like an amazing thing. He was at a rally and his teleprompter failed and he just freaks the hell out because, he doesn't know what to do with himself. And so not that he needs a teleprompter, you know, for any reason. He doesn't mind being, scattered. He doesn't mind sounding like he's on bath salts. He doesn't mind sounding like he's on meth. He doesn't mind sounding like he's, you know, snorting lines of coke and, you know, sniffing through a whole debate. You know, he doesn't mind any of that. He doesn't care. This is a guy who is up tweeting all night long, all night long. And let's just hope this is the worst of what he does in the middle of the night. So he doesn't really need a teleprompter to get through, you know, an hour of rambling, which is what he's basically been doing lately. But his teleprompter failed. And so immediately you can see where his mind is. You can see like how he thinks now. Okay, and I want everyone who runs a small business, everyone who is a contractor, everyone who you know, sells their services to somebody else, like you know, anybody that does drywall, anybody that does carpeting, anybody that does furniture cleaning. Do you know what I'm saying? Anybody who sells any service to anybody. I want you to listen to what Donald Trump's position is. If God forbid a piece of equipment. Just saying, a piece of equipment should fail.
Roy!
I've been working for the last 20 minutes. And I actually like my speech better without teleprompters. And this way, what I like about it, wait a minute, let me see how these things are.
Look at them.
He's such a child.
You know what? I like it better without the telephone.
So do I. It's much more
car-wrecky. And I notice every time I look up, they're trying, it's straining. It's straining.
You're straining. Oh, I just got a visual.
Hey, get this thing out of here, will you? Get it out. Right.
Ah, he kicked this out of a teleprompter.
Go get him, Pepe.
It doesn't work!
Roy!
So here's the story. Here's the way I work. Here's the way government works. So the teleprompter's a bummer. It doesn't work. That means the company doing the teleprompter is in the back. That means they didn't do a good job. So I won't pay them.
Oh, right? My God. Hey, you listening?
Roy!
And tomorrow... I'll have a story in the newspaper. Donald Trump did not pay a contractor.
Roy!
Who put up the teleprompters. Well, why should I? They don't work.
Neither do you, but you get paid too, apparently, you know, by your own charity. It's just a strange man. But yeah, this is like so amazing, this weekend that he had. And, you know, nobody's like really covering any of this crazy crap. And a lot of crazy stuff happened over the weekend. Now, they are covering the fact that he's out there talking about these. He's doubled down on the election will be rigged thing. I mean, he really can't stop himself. The whole thing is rigged. What did he say? This is, before I get to the rigged. Okay, you want to hear what his speech sounded like after he got off the teleprompter? I just think this is so funny. This is what he sounded like. I'll just give you 2 minutes after he got off the teleprompter and just started riffing, as it is, right?
For years and years, you've been hearing that companies are moving out. Who better than North Carolina to know exactly what happened, right? You people have lost a lot of businesses. Not going to happen anymore. The Clinton campaign had brought forward false allegations less than a month before the most important election in modern times. This incompetent president, he is incompetent.
This is him.
One of my first acts is to get rid of his ridiculous health care that doesn't work. It is a disaster. We're going to have a new health care plan that's going to cost much less money, both for you and for the country. We're going to get rid of Common Core, believe me.
Healthcare, we're going to get rid of Common Core, believe me.
Common Core is out.
Finish
we're
going to
bring
thought.
Education up. And we're going to stop people from coming into our country illegally.
What?
But we are
what?
Going to have a big, beautiful door in our wall.
What?
And that door is going to let lots of people in, but they're coming into our country legally. Come in legally. We're going to protect your Second Amendment, which is under siege. So important.
Oh, my God.
We are going to appoint justices to the United States Supreme Court that you will be proud of.
Oh, my God.
Don't forget, Obama thinks that global warming is our biggest
threat. Global warming now.
I happen to think it's nuclear warming. Our biggest threat is nuclear. If we don't win,
oh my God,
on November 8th, it will be the greatest waste of time, energy. I love the people of North Carolina. I'm going to be back here a lot. over the next 25 days. Can you believe it? 25. But you got to get out, and you got to get out and vote.
See, the thing with Donald Trump is he cannot believe somebody could stay focused on issues and discuss them in depth and present their plans to do these things in 90 minutes without being on drugs. That's the thing. He just can't imagine that somebody could stay focused. You know, it's really kind of a shame that he's not on drugs. It really, if it turns out that Donald Trump pees clean, okay, if it turns out that his drug test is clean, then we're going to have to put him on suicide watch the second they call Florida for Hillary Clinton, because he's going to off himself. Do you know what I mean? It's like the most amazing, freaky thing. It's like you wish he was on drugs. You hope he's on drugs, because there is, you know, help and hope for that. But if he's truly this narcissist, this crazy son of a bitch that he seems to be, this scattered guy who I would rather sit and talk to a meth head. I would rather sit and talk to, you know, somebody, you know, doing kratom and bath salts straight to the vein for a half an hour than I would listen to him anymore. It's so amazing how bizarre this man is. Forget about the tweeting crazy things all night, which he was doing last night too. Just forget it. Forget that. Forget that he can't hold one thought in his head. Forget that he's presented zero plan for any of these things. We're going to build a wall. Mexico's going to pay for it. Really? Tell us how. How is that ever going to happen? You know, oh, it's going to be a big, beautiful wall. And then global climate change is a hoax perpetrated by the Chinese, and your Second Amendment is in danger, and justices to the Supreme Court and Hillary Clinton, and it's rigged, and the whole thing is rigged, and they're going to cheat, and look what's going to happen, you know, in these states. Look what's going to happen in Florida. Look how they're going to cheat in Ohio. These states are controlled by Republicans, Donald. Oh, you know, well, I need a drug to make myself more clear. It's so amazing. And then, of course, the whole thing with everything being rigged. Everything is rigged. It's all rigged. The media is lying to you. The media is lying. The emails, it was all, everything is rigged. Everything, everything.
Hillary Clinton deleted 33,000 emails.
Yes.
After a congressional subpoena. Instead of being held accountable, Hillary is running for president in what looks like, to many people, a totally rigged election.
Yeah. It's all rigged. The election is rigged. Ohio is rigged. Florida is rigged. Except they're run by Kasich and Skeletor here in Florida. And our secretaries of state who run the elections, they're Republicans too. I just, you know, just a thought, just something to put out there. And now it's the media. And you know what? The reporters on the campaign trail. Oh, my God. Let me this attack that he's got going on the media. And, you know, there's always a little grain of truth to what he's saying. The media is definitely not what it should be. There's no question. The media, the news is being canceled. How many years have I been saying it? He's just now, you know, waking up to this fact. But you see, he thinks that if he tells people the media is rigged over and over again, they're going to think that the media is rigged against Republicans, but the media is controlled by Republicans. Fox News is a wholly owned subsidiary of the GOP. Most of these talk radio shows owe their prowess to groups like the Heritage Foundation, to the American Enterprise Institute, who buys all their books in bulk and then gives them away. And Donald Trump did the same damn thing with his book. He wrote a book for this election, and his charity bought the damn book, his own book. His charity purchased his own book, and he did get royalties from that purchase. That's where it becomes illegal. And then he gave them away to Republican delegates at the Republican National Convention. Okay? This is what, but he keeps on insisting. The media is rigged. The media is rigged. The media is rigged. And it's rigged against him and these women. Look at them. Look at them.
Instead of being held accountable, Hillary is running for president in what looks like a rigged election, okay? It looks to me
it hasn't even happened.
Yeah,
I just did a spit take.
The election is being rigged by corrupt media pushing completely false allegations.
Everyone's
and
lying.
And outright lies in an effort to elect her president. And you know what I mean.
What?
In fact, today, the cousin of one of these people.
Uh-huh.
Fact today, the cousin of one of these people, very close to her, wrote a letter that what she said is a lie.
A cousin.
That she was a huge fan of Donald Trump. That she invited Donald Trump to a restaurant to have dinner.
Now he's talking about himself in
the
third person.
Which, by the way, I didn't go to. Didn't even know who the heck we're talking about
here. He doesn't even know her. Okay, catch that. She was a contestant on The Apprentice. He literally hired her. And he says he doesn't know who we're talking about. This is what he's talking about with Summer Zervos, the contestant from The Apprentice. I don't even know who she is. I have no idea. So all these women, all of them, 20 of them now, they're all lying. Everybody's lying except for Donald. The media is lying. Now, the thing about the media stuff is it's getting, look, the media has said throughout this whole campaign that he was ginning up his crowds against the media, and they were always hostile to reporters that are traveling with Donald Trump. So he hates the media, but he takes them with him. Okay. There's an oxymoron. I hate the media. Come on my plane. We'll do some coke in the back and, you know, let me put my hand on your knee and up your skirt and make out with you, but don't tell anybody. You know, I mean, it's just so strange. So, okay, the media is now reporting, and some of the media aren't allowed to talk about themselves in the media. It's really interesting. So they're doing this, some of them are doing it anonymously, but others are putting their name to it. And they're saying it's getting violent out there. They said the aggression toward them that is so bad now that the Trump supporters are coming up to the media and putting their fingers in their face and saying, "You tell the truth, you're a lying sack," you know, and just getting like really super hostile and scary. To the point where especially the female reporters are asking for extra security. They're hiding their press credentials. They don't want anybody to know they're with the press. The cameramen are putting their cameras in cases that don't look like camera cases because the big Ikigami cameras come in this blue case that I'm sure if you saw you would say, oh, I know that case. Yeah, you do. But they're putting them in different kinds of cases so it doesn't look like a camera. And they're so fearful of this crowd that he's got agitated to the point of violence. Way to go, Donald.
Clear for takeoff. Randy Rhoads Air Force. Air Force. RandyRhoads.com.